Good afternoon, everybody. Scott Mrozek here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is being brought to you by McBoove's Laundromat and Mini Mart located in the heart of Elkton. Come to McBoove's for a stress-free laundry day. And by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around. Also by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair are your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. The Thumb Animal Shelter is marking its 30th anniversary this year, celebrating three decades of serving the local community and giving countless dogs a chance at loving homes. The shelter, founded in 1996 by Dean Forster and her late husband Ron in Elkton, has become a beloved institution known for its dedication to animal welfare and strong community support. Over the years, the shelter has relied heavily on local volunteers, donors, and supporters, with recent efforts including community fundraisers and donations such as a $10,000 gift from Meyer's Bad Axe store, which will help cover care costs for stray animals in the region. Volunteers have also organized bottle return drives to raise funds for veterinary and kennel expenses, showcasing the grassroots support that keeps the organization going. If you would like to find out what needs the shelter currently has, or you are interested in getting a dog, you can reach out to them at 989-375-4204. Some forecasters are calling the bitterly cold air mass that is set to descend on Michigan later tonight the coldest air we've felt here in years. They say the plunging wind chills could be record-breaking. The dangerous stretch of sub-zero wind chills can cause frostbite in as little as 10 minutes, so if you have to be outside in the next few days, bundle up and take care to cover all of your skin. Bring outdoor pets inside and check on your neighbors and friends. Wind chills in some places in Michigan could hit 40 below zero. Extreme cold watches and warnings have been issued by the National Weather Service and now cover much of both peninsulas. Lower Michigan will experience wind chills of 15 to 25 below Friday morning, with breezy northwest gusts to 30 miles per hour contributing to the dangerous conditions. The bitter cold will persist through the weekend. Saturday night into Sunday, a developing winter storm tracking across the southern United States may clip southern lower Michigan with accumulating snow, though significant uncertainty remains about the exact track and northern extent of that system. And due to the cold, local water authorities are issuing a friendly reminder to residents during the ongoing cold weather. Allow faucets and water outlets to run at a slow, steady drip about the thickness of a pencil lead to help keep water moving through pipes and prevent freezing. Even a small continuous flow can reduce the risk of burst pipes and costly damage during extreme temperatures. Residents are also encouraged to open cabinet doors under sinks to allow warm air to circulate and to check on vulnerable plumbing in basements, crawl spaces, and exterior walls. Officials say taking these simple precautions now can help avoid bigger problems later. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Mark.
And Misty.
Here at McBoove's Laundromat. Come on in to see us, located at the corner of North Main Street and Brown Street in Elkton, where we offer drop-off, wash, dry, and folding service for $1.50 a pound. We also have pressing service. Don't run around last minute trying to get your best duds clean and crisp for get-togethers. Save yourself the hassle. Get your shirts and slacks done here for $3.50 each. We are accepting laundry vouchers from Huron Behavioral Health and now have gift certificates available to be used anywhere in the facility. Self-service laundry is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The drop-off service and store is open Thursday through Monday from 11 to 7. Those times don't fit into your busy schedule? Call us at 989-551-5192 to arrange a time more convenient for you. We at McBoove's Laundromat and Mini Mart are here to serve you.
Stop worrying about a power outage. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon. This is Jack Zimmerman. We will give you peace of mind with a Generac standby generator. They will automatically power your home or business, even when you're not around. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. Call us for a free quote.
This is Josh Zimmerman. We have financing plans available, and we can also maintain your current system and add options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in the cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family-owned for over 42 years. Call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
Near on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Near on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we're back, and this is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Tuna that was recalled last year over concerns of possible botulism contamination has been recalled again after it was mistakenly sent back to retailers in 9 states. According to the Food and Drug Administration, the recalled canned tuna products were produced by California-based Tri-Union Seafoods. In February of 2025, the company recalled several varieties of products because of a defect in the Easy Open pull tab. The design of the lid could fail over time, causing it to leak or be contaminated with Clostridium botulinum, that's a tongue twister, a potentially fatal form of food poisoning. Symptoms of Clostridium botulinum include general weakness, dizziness, double vision, and trouble with speaking or swallowing. After pulling the products from retailers throughout the U.S., the items were quarantined and were not supposed to be distributed again. However, on January 16th of this year, Tri-Union announced another recall after some of the previously recalled products were sent to the following retail stores: Meijer in Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin, Giant Foods in Maryland and Virginia, Safeway, Albertsons, Vons, and Pavilions in California. The newly recalled items are as follows: 5-ounce, 4-pack of Genova yellowfin tuna in olive oil with UPC code 48000732 65, best if used by date of 121 of 2028 and 124 of 2028, 5-ounce of Genova yellowfin tuna in extra virgin olive oil with sea salt, UPC 48000132 75, best if used by date 117 of 2028. Customers who purchased any of the recalled tuna are encouraged to throw it away immediately. Do not use it, even if it does not look or smell spoiled. Anyone who ate the tuna and does not feel well is advised to seek medical attention immediately. The tuna can be returned to the store where it was purchased for a refund. Customers with questions can contact Tri-Union Seafoods at 1-833-374-0171. Former Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith's congressional hearing is underway. Thursday's hearing is expected to focus fresh attention on Smith's two criminal investigations that shadowed Donald Trump during his 2024 presidential campaign. Smith testified behind closed doors last month, but returns to the House Judiciary Committee for a public hearing. The hearing is likely to divide along partisan lines between Republican lawmakers looking to undermine Smith and Democrats hoping to elicit new and damaging testimony about Trump's conduct in the Washington, D.C. and Florida cases. The hearing unfolds against the backdrop of an ongoing Trump administration retribution campaign targeting the investigators who scrutinized the Republican president. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is criticizing European allies for their slow and fragmented response to Russia's invasion. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, he highlighted Europe's inadequate support compared to the U.S. push for peace. Zelensky met with U.S. President Donald Trump, calling the talks productive. He urges Europe to become a global force, contrasting its response to Washington's actions in Venezuela and Iran. Despite European support, internal disagreements and slow responses frustrate Kyiv. Zelensky stresses the need for Western weaponry and international focus on the war as Russia's influence persists. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by McBoove's Laundromat and Mini Mart, located in the heart of Elkton. Come to McBoove's for a stress-free laundry day. And by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around. Also by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair are your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And we have no obituaries to mention at this time.